brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now into hour number two. Coming up, we'll talk to accredited member of the press, Jeff Norman. Ask Lord Rumsfeld a question at the conclusion of Rumsfeld's little press conference, speech he gave, and Lord Rumsfeld did not like the question and said, "Seize that man." All part of what our founding fathers fought and died for, so we can be ordered around by little twits like Demon Rumsfeld. Right now, let's go to your calls. Kenny in the great state of Florida, down there with Lord Bush. Go ahead, Kenny.
Hey, thanks, Alex. I really enjoy your show.
Good to have you on board with us.
Yeah,
enjoy your phone call. What's on your mind?
I got two items. First of all, just recently this morning on the news, I noticed a comment that Cooley Nolan, the pest control service, which has the little yellow Volkswagens, had been unofficially used by the government for private police, you know, turning in information. But now that it was announced today that they are going to be officially trained by the police department to be private police.
Well, for those who don't know, you pay the carpet cleaner $150 to come clean your carpets, and you're paying to have them spy on you. And you know, I'm a pretty perceptive person, but it's not hard to catch it. They're looking around. You'll catch them looking in boxes on your mantle, and I'll just go, "Hey, buddy, I don't use government drugs." Then they get really paranoid. I've had the carpet cleaner look at the, gun in a gun case. They saw the NYPD blue the night before where it's set in New York and guns are illegal. They're really stupid. And, you know, what you just brought up is such a big point. Send me that news article. I was familiar with that exterminator group. But, it's going to be official now that the exterminators, it's part of the TIPS program. But they get paid. I'm sorry, go ahead.
They made it sound like a really good thing.
Oh, it's to fight Al-Qaeda, yeah.
Fight crime. Another item was that I wanted to talk about was Condoleezza Rice. She wrote a little article in the Foreign Affairs. I don't know if you ever brought this up, but it's a publication of the CFR. And, you know, so much talk about Downing Street memo about how Bush had never planned prior to 9/11 to take out Saddam Hussein.
And then she just wrote an article admitting it.
She wrote the article before Bush was even elected.
Yeah,
and
I've seen it.
Said, you know, that was one of his priorities would be the removal of Saddam Hussein. And she also put in little quotes, "We will no longer be," quote, he used numbers 9/11 as the 9/11 policemen of the world, you know. And those numbers,
you know,
very,
I've even forgotten
strange.
About that, and that's online. Do me a favor. See, Kenny, you're a smart person.
Thank you.
I can't do it all. You should write an article about that, take excerpts of that. You should email it to tips@infowars.com. Okay. You should email it to Paul over at Prison Planet. It says contact webmaster. You should write an article about the exterminator being a spy. You should write an article. It'll take you 30 minutes. Why don't you do that and help us? We want to warn people.
Yeah, I'm right now working on trying to get a public access channel on the space.
But listen, even bigger than that now.
Mm-hmm.
We have millions of readers a week, sir.
Okay.
I mean, people will write a letter to the editor for a big-town newspaper that maybe 30,000 people might read your letter.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, we are bigger now than most major newspapers. So
yeah.
I want listeners to understand, I want your comments. I want your emails. I want your content. I want your insights. Listen, I get frustrated. My brain started burning just now. I was thinking about canceling my guest just to talk to you about this because I'm not kidding here, Kenny, because this is the type of stuff that we should be talking about.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The phone man, the exterminator, the appliance person. Listen, you buy a $1,000 appliance, and these guys are spying on you. And now they're publicly all over the country. I've seen the reports. I haven't ranted about this in 6 months.
It's
training
disgusting.
Them to spy on you?
Disgusting. It really is.
Well, I mean, the cops need a warrant. We're getting our guest on, but stay there, Kenny. I want to talk about this more when we get back. Our guest is coming up, kidnapped by the government, just like I was. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The
secret is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're now 8 minutes into this second hour. And we got about an hour and 51 minutes spanning out before us. Coming up in the next hour, we got Glenn Spencer coming on about, well, the burning buildings, the rocket-propelled grenade attacks, the hundreds of dead, the dead police all over the place, the actual border war going on that there's a national news blackout on. So, I mean, I'm right here in Texas, folks. There's car bombs going off in Dallas. There's murders right here in Austin. It is scary. The State Department says South Texas is now more dangerous than Israel. But why aren't the people aware of it? So that's coming up in the next hour. I know we'll take a lot of calls this hour, a lot of news coming up as well. We got a great guest who valiantly stood up to that neocon demon Rumsfeld and was arrested for just asking him a polite question, an accredited member of the press. But I know some stations, dozens and dozens of our affiliates, do not carry the first five-minute segment, and I want you to hear what Kennedy's talking about. Now, I'm not aware of the particular story he's talking about, but I have seen about, I don't know, 30, 40 articles in the last year. And he really hit a hot button with me. I get mad at myself because I forget to talk about the most important stuff. And under the TIPS program, the feds, with grants to city and county police, they're federalizing the cops, the phone man, the phone lady, the exterminator, the carpet cleaner, and I mean, I've had run-ins with them, folks. When they're in your house, they are spying on you. Had a friend in college who was, his girlfriend was growing orchids, She was in botany. She's got a degree in it now. And, you know, they live in the apartment two doors down. Good friends of mine, you know, went on trips with them and stuff, went water skiing. Good, really clean cut, you know, running 8 miles every morning. You know, I mean, you're talking Boy Scouts, Boy Scout and Boy, you know, and, you know, and Girl Scout, American Boy Scout. You know, I mean, we're talking Mr. Good. And this idiot carpet cleaner comes in, sees the orchids. Now, clearly, marijuana doesn't look like an orchid. It was her, you know, a class project. One of her jobs, one of her you know, things she was told to do. What's it called? Where they? It was her work she was given. And they came and knocked down their door and screamed at them and pointed machine guns at them and then went, well, this isn't marijuana. Didn't apologize, just left. I know another old lady who has about 4 saltwater tanks. Well, her husband had them. He died. She still has them. Take a lot of energy. And they knew that it was one person in a small house using too much power. SWAT teamed her. Well, folks, I had the carpet cleaner in my house. And this is about 5 years ago. And there is a gun in a gun case that you can buy at any gun shop, locked up, and the person starts looking at it and looking at me. You know, like he was a Sylvester, you know, caught eating Tweety Bird. And he said, are you allowed to have that? And I said, buddy, it's Texas. What are you talking about? Because, I know the programming. I knew he probably watched NYPD Blue the night before, where every gun is illegal. And, I mean, you know, they put up these billboards saying, report illegal guns. People see those. It's a picture of a revolver. They're all over Texas. They're all over, you know, places with almost no gun control laws. And people get cops called on them every day. And I said, listen to me. You see the front page of the paper? Here I am at a gun rally. Literally, I did this. I said, you do not go call the police on me. We're going to go to our guest in a minute. I've just got to say this because the caller hit my hot button. I want Kenny to be able to comment in a second. And, man, I had a feeling. And, unfortunately, my feelings are never wrong. And I called up the carpet cleaner place, and I said, this is Alex Jones calling. Your person was acting weird about a gun in a locked gun case. And I got the manager on. He goes, Mr. Jones, know who you are. Listen, don't worry. We had a discussion about it. We explained it to him. Sure enough, folks, that guy wanted to call the cops. Well, his young assistant, who was a Texan, this guy was from up north, I'm doing the TV show that night talking about it. I take a call, and it's his assistant going, oh, yeah, he wanted to call the cops on you when we left. And I said it was wrong, and I got fired today. So when they announce in Florida that big exterminator outfit, who I'm well aware of, it's a nationwide group, or at least they're regional. I've seen their, the yellow Volkswagens with the green bug on top. I know they're in Dallas. When they announce they're going to be trained by police to spy on you, the cops got to have a warrant to do that, and it's illegal if they don't. But you see, you let them in for a service, they're spying on you. And folks, even if you don't have anything illegal. I mean, people are so sick. These tattletales are so sick, folks. It's like the Associated Press and World Net Daily article Monday. The father, no criminal record, has his second baby. Baby's a couple months old, kisses it on the belly. The photograph's been published, clearly kissing the baby on the belly. I mean, folks, I think we're all guilty of that. I mean, we just love to tickle and, you know, kiss our babies on the belly. He spent 6 months in jail till they finally dropped the charges. So they see the picture on the coffee table, on the wall, you kissing the baby on the belly, you're going to prison. They see a shotgun on the wall, you're going to get SWAT teamed, they're going to blow your guts all over the wall, you know, like they do every day, because they're trigger happy. They smell some incense, they think it's dope. Look, I don't smoke pot, I don't do drugs, I take aspirin maybe twice a year. I don't have anything to hide. And by the way, Chertoff's in the news today going, well, if you don't have anything to hide, America, what are you worried about the Pentagon watching you? Give me a break. That's Guatemala. That's Soviet Union. I'm ranting. Our guest is holding. I'm being very rude. I never do this. It's just the caller hit my hot button, folks. And all over the country, they're recruiting people to spy on you. For CPS, is the house dirty? And they're getting money for it. All right. Real fast, Kenny. Finish up, when you saw this on the news, what did you think?
Well, I looked at it as 9/11 being a tool to kind of fast-track their plans for this global union.
And, oh, they're claiming it's to fight terror?
And they use the pretense of terrorism, and then it opens the door for anything.
Well, Tip said they're going to fight terror and crime.
Yep.
But notice the police are going to train that local group.
And the average person will say, well, that's wonderful. We'll get rid of crime. But, you know, simple little, there's so many little minute laws that most people don't even realize that
look,
it's probably a violation.
Russia, Nazi Germany, East Germany, Pinochet, Chile. Folks, you do not have the service people all being spies. And they already are. They're already, look, they're, you know, there's the famous case of the entrepreneur, African-American. He's flying to Houston from Atlanta, Georgia. He flies down each year. He gets a big discount to make his yearly buy of trees, $24,000. He's done it, you know, for 10 years previous. This even made 60 Minutes. But it's one case of 1,000 I've seen. And he pulls out cash and starts paying her. She says, are you carrying cash? He goes, uh-huh, yes, ma'am. I'm carrying $24,000 cash, and I'm going to be going to a place. And she says, oh, where are you going? I'm going to buy these trees. And she said, excuse me, got on the phone. Cops came, took the money. And she got $3,000 of it. And there have been national news stories where one of those ticket clerks is making $30,000 as a clerk and $150,000 off bonuses. These people are rolling in cash.
Yeah, it makes you wonder what truly no one gets out of it.
Oh, of course they get a percentage. You didn't see the USA Today article last year? Scoff laws get caught. USA Today headline, scoff laws get caught ordering pizzas. And it said all the major chains, when you call to get a pizza, instantly run you through a database, and they get 20% of fines or fees. Instead of a pizza, you get a SWAT team. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Bye.
Folks, I'm not joking. Okay, I apologize to our guest, our esteemed guest. That was a very important point we had to make. And I'm mad. I mean, I think we should start confronting service people and going, hey, you're not spying on me, are you? Because I'm going to sue your company. I'm putting you on notice. I'm tired of it. I learned about this the hard way, folks. The guy was acting afraid. You had to have that? Because I'm a total idiot. Okay, I'm sorry. Jeff Norman. Accredited member of the press, he goes to a meeting and speaks, and after Lord Rumsfeld gives a speech, he gets arrested, which has happened to me. Thank you for holding, and it's good to have you on, Jeff.
Thanks, Ox. Did you say I'm a esteemed guest or an esteemed guest?
Esteemed.
I'm esteemed, too, actually.
Hey, listen, you can type in Alex Jones arrested by Bush into Google, you'll get the video. In 98, at the end of his speech, it was a pre-prepared, pre-release speech. And Bush had me arrested just because I asked him a question.
What was your question?
It was, don't you care about America, Governor? Don't you care about the Council on Foreign Relations, the Federal Reserve, and their economic policies hurting America? And then I was actually kidnapped for an hour and then thrown out on the side of the highway.
And were you charged with anything?
No, it was just like Alan Keyes. Remember when he was supposed to be at the debates? And they grabbed him for an hour?
Right.
But I'm going to shut up because we're about to break. I want to hold you over. Tell us what happened to you. Give us the details.
I was at the Beverly Hilton Hotel in Beverly Hills on Thursday where Donald Rumsfeld was speaking at a World Affairs Council luncheon. And Nadia McCaffrey, who's the mother of a soldier who was killed in Iraq, attempted to approach Rumsfeld to speak to him, and she was blocked by security. So when he was walking out of the ballroom, and he got fairly near the media area where I was sitting, I stepped into the aisle and I said, Mr. Rumsfeld, military families think you're lying to them. Why won't you meet with them? And then two Secret Service thugs immediately dragged me out.
Now, you weren't accredited to even be there, but you addressed a god. I mean, even in England, 300 years ago, a commoner could demand an audience with the king, could talk to the king. You dared try to talk to a lord with more power than Henry VIII?
Imagine that. And I'm not sure whether it's relevant that I was a member of the media. In other words, why shouldn't a member of the audience be allowed to speak?
Because that's a god, and you're not allowed to talk to God.
Yeah, right. So I'm struggling to figure out whether or not it's relevant that I was in the media area. But in any event, I was. And I did what I've seen ever since I was a little kid. I've seen reporters shout out questions. And only with this administration is it treated as some sort of a crime.
Oh, everything's going to be a crime. Didn't you know?
Well, I'm learning fast.
Blair's about to ban criticizing the government, literally.
Did you sue the Secret Service for what happened to you?
You know, the ACLU, which is Loyal Opposition, talked to me about it. I'm just so busy, I didn't sue him. I'll tell you what, well, he was governor then, too. We'll be right back.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
All right, going right back to our guest. We're going to have him with us about another 15 minutes or so. Then we'll take the calls of those that are holding. Our guest, again, accredited media at the event, and press all the time goes to these events and shouts out questions. He walks over to Lord Rumsfeld after they'd already kept a mother of one of the victims away from his lordship, the viceroy. And then what happened next? I mean, describe it blow by blow, Jeff Norman.
Well, I was in the media area, but nobody had said you have to stay there or, you know, you can't say anything or this and that. There were no restrictions of any kind. It was more to accommodate us.
They didn't make you sign worship pledges to get in like they normally do?
No, actually, it was surprisingly easy to get in. And in fact, this is a point worth making. I might add, they had no metal detector. And here they are in the middle of a war on terror, as they constantly say. And any idiot like me, or any, you know, with the media, or anybody who bought a ticket for $60, had a clear shot at the Secretary of Defense in the middle of a war on terror. But instead of worrying about that, they're worried about questions that the reporters ask. So, I mean, they totally misunderstand what their role is.
Well, by the way, I'm glad you said that. All of this security is about training us how to be slaves and how to line up and show the commissariat our papers. They know there's no real threat to Rumsfeld. The only threat is your free speech. They're talking about arresting Cindy Sheehan tomorrow.
Yeah, right. It's a police state. It really is. And people think, oh, when you say that, you're being alarmist. But look up what a police state is. These are the characteristics of a police state.
Random arbitrary arrest, secret military police, cameras.
Sure.
A no-due process. We have every ingredient. Well, I mean, earlier, before you came on, I was talking about how all over the news they're recruiting service people to spy on you in your house.
Right. No, and that's why I was saying I didn't mind at all that you went on that rant, because it fits in exactly to what we're talking about. People who start talking about these other countries that have had police states, oh, it's not a police state here. Well, all that means is the police state in some of these other countries is a bit more severe. It doesn't mean that we don't have the characteristics of it. We sure as hell do.
Well, they're certainly pushing the envelope. But I mean, I want to bring this up, and then we'll get into what happened to you and then how you guys are organizing protests and demonstrations around the country. At the same time, you know, all over the country, we see them even trying to codify these laws with these, you know, free speech zones and all of this. So they really are trying to violate our First Amendment. I mean, we have them in you know, call up shop owners and say Bush is going to be on a parade route. Don't have any anti-Bush signs in your, you know, in your business.
Yeah, it's very blatant. And you know, I've got to say, the media, the mainstream media who were there, didn't seem too alarmed by what happened, which is very annoying.
Just that's what happens. People get hauled away if they talk to the Lord.
Yeah.
That should have. I mean, in the old days, they all would have been shouting questions.
Yeah. Or, and they should have treated what happened to me as newsworthy. I mean,
well, I probably watched on C-SPAN 100, if I've watched one. You know, these big, you know, fundraisers and meetings, and there's always press there that runs over to the powerful people to ask questions.
Yeah, ever since I was a little kid, I've seen this. It's like a cliche, you know, when Reagan was president, when he was going to the helicopter and hold his hand up to his ear like he couldn't hear. This is an image ingrained in my mind. This is what you do. This is what reporters are supposed to do. It's unbelievable. There's a picture of it, by the way, up at the U.S. Tour of Duty website.
Yeah, give your website out.
It's ustourofduty.org. And we were talking during the commercial break about how these guys in the Secret Service are like mafia thugs. Look at the photo on this website. They really look like guys who are characters on The Sopranos.
Well, I mean, look at Armitage. I mean, look, they're all like Dr. Evil. Look at Negroponte, the Death Squad commander.
Yeah.
I mean, they are. It's not like they look like mafia.
These are our fellow humans. I'm sure glad I'm an alien.
Well, I tell you, I had experiences with the Secret Service when Bush first got Secret Service protection during you know, the 2000 run. I was down there just trying to cover the Republicans and Democrats fighting with each other, hitting each other with signs. I wasn't on either side because I'm nonpartisan. Both parties are very corrupt, though Bush is taking it light years ahead now. But back at that time, I was neutral. In fact, frankly, a little bit, you know, I don't like Al Gore, but boy, now have I seen it. And I'm there, and I thought, like, these can't be Secret Service. They were acting like criminals I've known. They had that mentality, that smirk, that predatory enjoyment. So did you experience that?
Well, yeah, I don't know if I'd describe it exactly that way, but they're very smug. And they're trying to pretend that they worked for the hotel, although with the cameras right in their face, they were smart enough not to say it explicitly. But I'm sure they would have made that claim if the cameras weren't there. But they kept saying, I'm on private property, they'll have the police arrest me.
But you know, that's actually assault. They could have told you to leave, and then if you didn't leave, They could have put their hands on you. You've got a lawsuit, my friend.
Yeah, I sure do.
You need to sue those un-American commissariat scumbags trying to destroy my country. We'll be right back. Stay with us, sir.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Our forebears, our founding fathers and our founding mothers sacrificed, died, gave up their farms, their plantations, their breweries, their publishing houses, their homes were burned. They lost children. They died. So you could stand up and say something to a lord or a king. So we would have freedom. And, you know, all the time I forget about all the experiences we've had. You know, it's been on the local TV show several times. Never put it in a film, and I really should. But they had a four-part series last year called The New World Order with General Magus. And they'd have in former CIA directors, deputy directors, and these are advertised as public. You know, the public needs to come. It's going to be an Auditorium B, you know, that holds 800 people. And you go. And the first few times we wait for our question and we go, well, you know, they'd be saying, give up all your freedoms, troops on the street is good, World War IV, the Cold War was World War III to build a world government. We've got to have World War IV and start nuking the Muslims and concentration camps are needed. I did put this on the website and play it on air. And we need to put all the Muslims in concentration camps and camps, they called them internment camps,
What's the former bald-headed CIA director? It's not Woolsey. Yeah, it's Woolsey. And we've got him at one of these meetings. And by the... They actually had about seven meetings, but they had four called the New World Order. But by the second one, you would just ask a normal question politely. There'd be a few news cameras there, a lot of print media there. When it came time, anybody could ask a question. And literally, all of a sudden, you'd look up, and there'd be about a 30-year-old, rock-hard guy in a suit, but it felt like that movie No Way Out where Kevin Costner's being chased by the Special Forces killers, you know, in the plain suits. Those guys walk over. Excuse me. You're going to need to leave now. You're trespassing. But I just asked a question. I'm done. It's time for you to go now, sir. And I'm like, get the cameras. And I go, oh, really? I need to go now. Now, you tell me exactly who you are. The military's not supposed to be telling citizens what to do. You're violating 1878 law posse comitatus. I want your name right now, soldier. I want it right now. And they'll just suddenly, you'll see a nod from one of the older guys, and that person will leave. I mean, folks, I've had to back off troops. Oh, actually, wait a minute. There's one from 1998 when I confronted General Barry McCaffrey, and these Army intelligence types come over and try to get me to stop, and I tell them I got my rights, back off. So I've got that, but not as bad as I've even had them grab my arm before or put their arm real hard on your collarbone and just kind of squeeze. Time for you to go, Mr. Jones. I mean, we have troops just salivating to run our lives, just salivating to order us around. Man, I'm out of control today because I'm angry, folks. This is my country, and I'll go confront your war pigs anytime I want. That's enough. I'm going to shut up now. Jeff Norman, everything I'm talking about here, you know, what happened to you, did you look in Lord Rumsfeld's eyes when you confronted him and then finish up what the goons did to you? And then let's talk about ways to fight this.
Okay, yeah, because I'm definitely going to fight it, and we are fighting it already. Now, I wasn't face-to-face with him, which actually is a good thing because they can't claim I was any sort of a threat. There were members of the audience and security personnel between me and Rumsfeld. So it wasn't like I was closer than anybody else.
Did you hear about the inauguration where the thousands of people in the parade were told, don't look at the president in the eyes?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, that was in mainstream news. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. He didn't answer me. I don't know what his facial expression was because I was being hauled away by the Secret Service. But he didn't answer me, and he obviously was unconcerned, and he probably is the one who issues orders to do this to people who ask questions.
Now, how do you know that it was Secret Service and it wasn't Defense Intelligence Protective Detail or Pentagon Protective Detail?
Well, actually, I don't know for sure. They wouldn't say who they
were. Were their haircuts super short?
Yeah, well, look at ustouroofduty.org. I don't know if you're in front of...
I've printed some of it off, yeah.
I don't know if you're in front of a computer screen, you can see it. Yeah, they had short hair, and they were talking into their two-way radios.
If it's shaved, if it's a military haircut, and they've all got haircuts like that, it's probably not Secret Service.
No, it wasn't shaved. It was just shortish hair, you know, conservative look.
Yeah.
And they were talking in their walkie-talkies, referring to me as the subject. The subject is here, the subject is there. So, to me, I thought it was the Secret Service, but they don't say. And that's a weird position to put a citizen in, by the way, is how can they expect you to comply with their orders if they don't even state what their authority is?
Well, plus they're secret police. No, that's it.
Yeah, well, yeah, right. So, I mean, for all I know, there's just some civilian pretending
to be. Well, that's the problem. That's another telltale, hallmark, touchstone, keystone, cornerstone, heart of a police state is secret police.
Yeah. And so how do I know, why should I comply if I don't even know who they are? It's a really terrible position to put a citizen in.
So these goons grab you, drag you off. What do they say to you?
I was telling them to take it easy, and they were saying, yeah, we'll take it easy, don't worry. But they weren't, and they slammed me up against the door. And, it was hard for me. The door was closed that they were bringing me through.
And in a few years, folks, they'll load you on a truck, and you'll go to a camp.
Well, maybe so.
Well, they'll have the people who were in Iraq raping kids over you.
Well, I had a struggle to open the door myself, which wasn't easy since they were holding me. And then we got outside, and there were other people with cameras pointed at them, and they were telling people not to point the cameras at them. And the more direct I was about asserting my rights and making them identify themselves, the more indirect they became.
Oh, no, listen, I've noticed with these people, and then, now you can't try to bluff it. You got to mean it. You're scumbag criminals. You're violating what America is. You're bad. They shrink like vampires at dawn. But the poor people that grovel, if you just started groveling, man, they'd probably start knocking your teeth out.
I simply was asserting my rights. I didn't use the colorful, salty language you just did, but I was saying, you know, on what basis are you detaining me?
Well, yeah, I don't use that. I mean, I'm just real stern. You listen to me. What you're doing is criminal, and I'm going to enforce my rights. I'm going to sue you. I'm going to find out who you are. You ought to be ashamed of yourself violating the press. I tell you, you're in a lot of trouble, buddy.
Well, you know, that's a strategy. I just went with my instincts, and, you know,
What did you say to him?
Well, like I said, I was saying, who are you? Okay, on what basis are you detaining me? And when they started telling the people not to point the cameras at him, I said, are you saying it's illegal to point a camera at you? And
you can also yell, help, I'm being kidnapped, because you don't know who these people are.
No, but I knew the people who were out front with the cameras. I mean, they weren't there waiting for me because we didn't know this was going to happen. But coincidentally, some protesters from Code Pink, whom I know, were there. So, and they were pointing the camera right at him.
Now,
so we have video and audio of the whole. It was like a 15-minute slow walk off the grounds.
Code Pink is an anti-war women's group.
Yeah, and they were feisty. They didn't back down at all. They kept the camera going right in their faces.
Well, I love it how they put cameras up everywhere on us, and Defense Secretary wants to read all our emails and look at our bank accounts, and Homeland Security head Chertoff, henchman of Lord Bush, he's saying, we're going to spy on you. What do you have to hide? But don't put cameras on them.
Yeah. Well, when I confronted them about, you know, whether or not it was illegal, they didn't say anything. So then I said, oh, so you're just expressing your preference. You're not threatening.
No, it's
anything.
All color of law. It's all pushing you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what it is it's criminal.
It sure is.
It's criminal to just grab people. It's criminal to tell them don't videotape.
And it's not their role.
Well, what we do when we go to something like this is we have one person quiet with a very small camera and then somebody with a big camera. And a lot of times they'll grab the big camera and steal the footage. We've had that happen.
Yeah,
but then we have them stealing the footage. So
that's very smart. Because they don't know they're on camera, they're a lot more likely to misbehave and show their true colors.
I thought we're trying to bring democracy to Iraq, but should somebody bring freedom to America?
Well, the vets and the families, I think, are our secret weapon, if you pardon the expression, because they have a lot of credibility. They obviously aren't motivated by political bias.
Well, now they're trying, though. I mean, they've got the nerve. In fact, I've got the transcripts. O'Reilly and that creature Gallagher, those neocons, they're on the air attacking Cindy Sheehan, calling her names, and they're now saying how dumb it is that people are saying we're losing our rights. Being searched without warrants is wonderful.
Yeah, it's really wonderful. And there, I know, and Drudge did a hit piece on Cindy Sheehan, too, claiming that she changed her story about what happened when
she met
with Bush.
Just because she didn't attack Bush as much right after she met with him.
Yeah, a grieving mother, is going to be held accountable for not being exactly perfect right after her son dies. It's ridiculous. But guess what? I have footage that I just remembered today. We're going to put it up on the website. It should be up tomorrow. I have footage with another mother whose son was killed in the war named Dolores Kesterson, and she tells her story about what happened when she met with Bush, and it's even worse. She was telling him what a happy-go-lucky guy her son was, and he would have had such a great life. And Bush actually said to her in response to that, how do you know he would have had a good life?
Oh, no, he's real aggressive.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine saying that to the mother of somebody who's just killed?
Well, that's because he doesn't want to have his conscience hurt.
Well, they can try to portray Cindy Sheehan as being, some local fringe character who's, you know, the only one who's making this claim. But we're going to show
you. Let's line up 1,800 mommies.
Yeah.
By the way, it's a lot more than 1,800. If you die being flown out of the country, it doesn't count. So let's line up 8,000 mommies.
And this is a real problem for the Bush administration because these people are not easy to dismiss.
What are they going to do, though? They're talking about arresting her, and they're already circling and putting up signs, and don't step off, if you step off into the grass, you're trespassing. They're circling her hungrily, and Lord Rumsfeld is going to be there tomorrow, and we know his penchant for remove those slaves. Did you hear about Bush 3 years ago when he went to Africa? And this was even in the BBC. They had whole shanty towns bulldozed and arrested like 10,000 homeless people and put them in a sports stadium.
Oh, my God.
You didn't hear about that.
No.
I forget the country, yeah.
Well, help is on the way. I was just speaking to someone a little while ago down in the scene there, and they said the ACLU is assisting so that they make sure that Cindy's rights are protected on Thursday.
But I got to be honest with you. You know, the ACLU spends too much of their time trying to get the Ten Commandments out of places, and then you know, which is ridiculous, and then really doesn't. They just seem so soft.
Well, they have their style, and others have a different style. So it all helps. If you look on our website, you'll see, which is ustourofduty.org, you will see Bill Mitchell, who's the father of one of the soldiers who was killed, and also Tim Goodrich, the co-founder of Iraq Veterans Against the War. He's an Air Force veteran.
Well, Ron Paul is...
Let me just finish. You'll see them confronting Tommy Franks. He came to an elementary school in Los Angeles to try to seduce little kids into joining the military.
Oh, my goodness.
And when Tim and Bill found out about it, they went and confronted him, and they put their bodies in front of Tommy Frank's car. So there is a lot of this confrontation going on, and it's being done by people who are obviously patriotic, obviously not motivated by political bias. And Cindy is putting out the call for help, and people are responding.
You know, that's beautiful. We'll tell folks how to respond. We had Cindy on putting out the call for help yesterday,
mm-hmm.
Or 2 days ago, and I may be going up there tomorrow.
Good.
But she's going to be there for the whole month of August, right?
Yeah, and we're coming down. We're going to probably do at least one event in Austin, as a matter of fact. The U.S. Tour of Duty organizes events with Cindy and the other families and the Iraq vets. This is our whole reason for existing. And we've been doing this for the past couple of years around the country, where we team up the vets and the families with experts such as Ray McGovern, the former CIA analyst. And sometimes we have performers such as Cher and Dustin Hoffman who speak at our programs. So we're going to have a big tour that starts in October. And we'd love people to donate if they can go online at ustourofduty.org. Because we have more of America's most influential truth tellers than we have places to put them, than we have the ability to put them, because we don't have enough money. So the more money we can get, the more places we can go.
Well,
and
absolutely.
These are the people that can really change public opinion. So I think what we're going to do, we're not really ready to announce it yet, but we're working on something for Austin, where we get Cindy and Ray McGovern, I just spoke to a little while ago, who's going to fly in on Friday. And I'm also contacting members of Congress. Maxine Waters is considering coming down.
McGovern's going to be flying into Crawford on...
He's tentatively planning to come down on Friday.
Well, that's good. Then I'll definitely go interview him for the TV show.
Yeah, he's great.
Now, we've interviewed him about three or four times here.
Good for you. So I'm sure your listeners are familiar with him.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was Reagan's chief briefer.
Yeah, you can't get any closer to power than that.
And I mean, he's a real conservative, folks, and he just... They called the people running the Pentagon now, they called them crazies back then. And we really do have a bunch of psychopaths running our government right now. You know, though, I'll tell you something, Jeff, I don't see them stopping. I mean, these people are just on such power trips. They say they're going to cut troops, but the next day they're going to increase them by 22,000.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just frothing and lying and stomping around and... I think Bush is going to pull something off here in America, a fake terror attack. I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, well, I've heard that said before, and I shudder at the thought, but these guys have shown that nothing is beyond them. You're right. But the time is now for people to take a stand, and they're going to have a tough time dealing with these vets and family members, a real tough time. And when they're side-by-side with experts like Ray McGovern, they can't be dismissed as just emotional. That's what makes it so hard, because one of the biggest tactics these people use is dismissiveness. Oh, he's just pushing a book. Oh, sure, they lost somebody in the war. Of course they're upset. But when you put all these people together, all these great Americans combining expertise and personal stories, it becomes impossible to dismiss
them. Well, you've also got these women who've lost their sons and in some cases daughters. And they're bringing up the points that we're supposed to forget about. The memory hole of they lied about WMDs, they manufactured evidence consciously, they put out fake intelligence, they have been really abusing the troops, they have been profiteering off the war. I mean, Dick Cheney's wife on the board of Lockheed Martin, and he gives them contracts out of his office? I mean, this is criminal.
You're right. And you know what? We are the media now. Instead, I'm through complaining about the media. Well, maybe not completely through, but I'm through making a big deal out of it. It's time to start competing with the media, being the media.
Well, all I know is this. When we get a Democrat in office and they're invading countries and doing the exact same stuff, are you guys going to be fighting them with the same vehemence?
I'm no Democrat. I stand up for the truth, baby.
Well, it just scares me because I was protesting Bill Clinton attacking Serbia and had Democrats sending me hate mail. And,
yeah.
I mean, obviously a lot of people that support your group are Democrats.
Yeah, they are, but so what?
No, I agree. As long as it's nonpartisan,
no.
As long as it's, I mean, because...
No, first of all, we have to be because we're a nonprofit group and we're required. But on a personal level, I'm a registered independent. Believe me, this is about the issues, not about...
Oh, no, I totally agree with you. I'm just, I'm just scared because the Democrats all vote for the war. They vote for the Patriot Act. There's really no... There's one party in D.C.
Right. There's a few people who act like real leaders, like Maxine Waters, for example, Barbara Lee.
Ron Paul.
Some of the whole Out of Iraq caucus should be, given propers for taking that stand. So there are signs of hope. There are people standing up. So we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, are you going to be coming into town?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'll come down to organize what's going to happen in Austin. And, of course, we'll be back and forth to Crawford as well.
Well, I'd like to interview you for the TV show if that happens. Thanks for coming on with us, Jeff.
Okay. Can we give out the website
one
more time?
Tell you what. Stay there. We'll give it out on the other side.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You know, I hear the neocons on talk radio saying it's time to start arresting people that protest. Well, this would have been illegal in World War II. This isn't World War II, folks. It's an innocent country that's been invaded. Now they want to invade more countries. They lied to us every step of the way. They're turning America into a police state. They said they want to put troops on the streets. Mainstream news. Bob Barr says you're going to have troops on the street corner telling you what to do. I mean, it's already happening in like five cities. And folks are protesting this. The draft's coming. And in closing, Jeff Norman is going to be out there in Crawford. A lot of folks are headed out to Crawford while Lord Bush is there during his five-week vacation, four-and-a-half-week vacation. And in closing with our guest, Ron, give folks one more, or Jeff, our next guest is, our next caller is Ron. Jeff Norman, give folks that email address and info.
Right. The website is ustouroftheduty.org, ustouroftheduty.org. And we are going to try to get something happening really quickly in Austin to help these folks. I have Bill Mitchell on the other line right now. He's one of the parents who's down there. So maybe you can get a live report from him after you speak with me and get the very latest about what's happening in Crawford.
All right.
And if your listeners can support us, we'd really appreciate it because the more money we have, the more events we can do, and we can get these people out all over America.
No, I hear you. Thanks for coming on, Jeff.
Thanks, Alex.
We'll see you.
Okay. Bill?
All right, folks. I know we've got a bunch of phone calls. We're going to get to you. Then later, Glenn Spencer's coming up about the war that's going on the southern border, which I'm really focused on. I mean, I'm asking myself, should I go to the border this weekend? Or should I go out to Crawford this weekend? Or should I sit in an edit studio and work on getting more video out on the website of the London trip with MI5 agents and members of Parliament saying the governments are behind terror attacks? I mean, it makes my head spin sometimes, but I don't know. The Crawford stuff's important, but we can leave that to all these great folks out there to fight them. Or, at the same time, I think it's important for you to go out to Crawford. There's just so much going on. What do you think's more important? I think, frankly, I need to go to the border. Because, I mean, it is just bedlam down there right now. And I need to go into Mexico and get the footage and get it out. That's more dangerous. That's probably what I'll do. I always opt for the more dangerous. It's more exciting. Adrenaline junkie, call me whatever you like. Name it as you like it. Call it as you like it. What did Shakespeare say? But before we close out this hour, we need your support. So you can hear the type of guests we have on, so you can hear the type of issues that you know that we cover, whether it's you know the handyman spying on you to mercury in your vaccines. You know, we cover the issues that are really important. And I hope you'll visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. I hope you'll go to the online video and bookstore with all the great titles. We're adding new titles, new videos, new books all the time, not to mention my 12 films and my book and Paul Watson's book. Now, the new film Martial Law is out. It's the best film on 9/11 out there, and that's only one part of the film. That's only a third of the film. 3 hours long, folks. It's a mini-series. The cost of one video, you really get three videos in one neat package. And get the video. Make copies. If you've gotten the video and haven't made copies, please make copies. It's having an effect. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Or you can simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, LAMAR, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And don't ever forget PrisonPlanet.tv. If you don't want a hard copy, you can even download burn copies, as many as you want. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions, so easy. All my films, dozens of other films, my weekly TV reports, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other ebooks we've been authorized to post. PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, third hour, your calls, Glenn Spencer, tons of news, totally jam-packed. Stay with us.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.